From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Nearly 100 companies, two states, and two former U.S. secretaries of state are arguing against President Donald Trump's temporary ban on immigration. Those arguments were from seven countries, I should say. Those arguments were filed in the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Late last week, a U.S. District Court judge temporarily blocked the travel ban. On Sunday, the appeals court rejected the administration's request to reinstate it. Any other interested parties have until late Monday to file briefs with the court. A delegation of experts is meeting in Kazakhstan's capital to discuss the ceasefire agreement in Syria. Representatives from Russia, Turkey, Iran, and the United Nations are in Astana for their first meeting of the Joint Operational Group. They are discussing various issues, including how to monitor the ceasefire agreement and prevent violations, as well as how to ensure the safe delivery of humanitarian aid. French presidential candidate François Fillon says he will continue his campaign despite media reports that he paid his wife an unjustified salary for 15 years while he was a member of parliament. Claiming his wife was paid fairly for the work she did, Fillon only apologized for the error of judgment in employing his family, but said his wife's salary was perfectly justified for a woman with a training in law. Fillon's popularity has declined significantly during the past 2 weeks since the Canard and Chine newspaper published a report including Mrs. Fillon's salary. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump agreed to attend a meeting of NATO leaders in May during a phone call Sunday with Alliance Chief Jens Stoltenberg. A White House statement says the conversation also touched on the conflict in eastern Ukraine. The statement says Mr. Trump and the NATO Secretary General discussed how to encourage all NATO allies to meet their defense spending commitments. U.S. President Donald Trump visited the headquarters of the U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM, at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida today. Trump received briefings and delivered a speech at CENTCOM. Romania's justice minister says he will publish details of a new criminal code measures Monday after Romania's Social Democratic government repealed a cabinet decree that would have shielded many politicians from prosecution for corruption. The move by the government came as a huge throng of demonstrators jammed Bucharest's Victory Square for a sixth straight night of protesting. The United Nations recorded a 24% spike in conflict-related child casualties in Afghanistan and a 3% rise in total civilian casualties in 2016 compared to the year before. The annual report by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan was released in Kabul on Monday. European Union Foreign Affairs head Federica Mogherini says she plans to hold talks in Washington this week with key members of the Trump administration. She told reporters that her main goal is to find ways the EU and the United States can cooperate and work together. She says important issues for the bloc are climate change, United Nations efficiency, as well as the crisis in Libya and Syria. European Commission Vice President Jyrki Kekkonen told the Reuters news agency Monday that it will require a miracle for Britain and the EU to finish their Brexit negotiation within 2 years allotted for the discussions. Kekkonen said EU officials are bracing for a very difficult time of negotiations. On another topic, he said the EU could freeze the voting rights of Poland if that nation does not adhere to the rule of law. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday asked British Prime Minister Theresa May to join the United States in imposing new sanctions on Iran because of its recent missile test. The two leaders met at 10 Downing Street in what British officials had hoped would focus on boosting economic relations between the two countries. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.